TD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The city of Roswell will host the free event Christmas on the Plaza 6 to 8 p.m. with a tree lighting at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday at Pioneer Plaza, 426 North Main Street in Roswell. There will be candy canes and hot chocolate, popcorn, a Home Depot ornament workshop, letters to Santa, yard games, and family-friendly activities. And established creative businesses in New Mexico can apply for state grants up to $25,000 aimed at strengthening operations and supporting long-term growth. The Business Development and Expansion Grant Program is open to for-profit creative businesses with at least 3 years of operational history. Funding aims to strengthen business infrastructure and marketing and support long-term sustainability. Applicants may apply for a one-year cycle per fiscal year, which is July 1st through June 30th. Cycle 1 runs December 1st through 6 p.m. December 26th, and Cycle 2 runs February 2nd through 6 p.m. February 27th. Go to edd.newmexico.gov/creative-grants for more information. And more information is coming out regarding a plane crash in Alamogordo that left two people dead. The aircraft was found completely burned and two people were confirmed dead at the scene. New Mexico State Police have identified them as 73-year-old Ralph Guerin and 40-year-old Patrick Chang. According to the U.S. Air Force Rescue Coordination Center, the plane departed its airport around 11:30 a.m. last Wednesday and was scheduled to return within an hour. When the aircraft failed to arrive, it was reported missing. The last known coordinates provided by the center placed the aircraft near Alamogordo White Sands Regional Airport. The aircraft was found a day later. And Carlsbad's Winter Wine Festival takes place this weekend with a sold-out VIP night from 5:30 to 9:30 on Friday and the actual festival noon to 6 p.m. on Saturday at the Pecos River Village Conference Center. A $25 per person ticket entitles each guest to access the festival for its duration and comes with 6 sample tickets and a commemorative glass to try out small pours from the dozen or so various wineries participating in the event. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.